Taking on the big challenges of blindness is what we are all about. Four photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Mark Regabono poses with the award. Photo 2, the caption, Alex Roy, editor-at-large, The Drive, the MC of the banquet, Mark Regabono, Brian Reimer, research scientist at MIT's Age Lab and associate director of the New England University Transportation Center, Huai Peng, director of the Mobility Transportation Center, MTC, of the University of Michigan, Dan Galves, senior vice president and chief communications officer, Mobileye, an Intel company. Photo 3, the caption, Alex Roy, editor-at-large for The Drive, poses with Mark Regabono. Photo 4, the caption, Alex Roy shakes Mark Regabono's hand as he presents the award as Brian Reimer and Huai Peng watch, holding their own awards. In a land where the automobile is the most prevalent way to get around, the inability to drive poses one of the biggest problems to blind people. Naturally, the nation's most active organization engaged in problem-solving is addressing the issue. As we come ever closer to putting cars that drive themselves on the road, the challenge for blind people is to ensure we can operate them and that the law of the land permits us to do so. Recognizing our work, the Auto Alliance and the Alliance for Transportation Innovation presented President Regabono with an award on January 24, 2018. Others recognized included members of Congress, a governor, and a state senator. Also noted for their work were individuals from a safety research consortium, a startup tech firm, a proving grounds pioneer, and a major automobile supplier. It is important to spotlight the innovators and pioneers who are making future advancements a reality today. Their efforts and technologies have the potential to bring tremendous societal benefits. First and foremost, greater motor vehicle safety, as well as greater mobility and reduced emissions, said Mitch Bainwall, President and CEO, Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. In additional remarks, the organizations went on to say, Mark A. Regabono, President of the National Federation of the Blind, has served as a strong advocate for autonomous vehicles for the disability community. In October 2017, the National Federation of the Blind hosted a first-of-its-kind gathering of consumers with disabilities, auto representatives, ride-sharing providers, and policymakers to lay the groundwork for including accessibility in the development of promising new vehicle technologies in the early stages. The conference launched an ongoing conversation about how autonomous vehicles can be developed and deployed safely while considering the needs of those 57 million Americans with disabilities.